This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
39-yard field goal for the win. He got it! Denver has won! So improbable. NFL teams had won 1,602 consecutive games when leading by 18 points in the final 6 minutes of a game.
What an incredible stat, and what an incredible fourth quarter yesterday with the Denver Broncos and New York Giants. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. Let's go around the NFL a little bit here. Hugh, can I take you through my what I was going through yesterday?
What you were going through yesterday?
So I am in a survivor pool, and we start off with 1,700 or so people. And yesterday, a few weeks each year, you have to pick two teams to win, right? Usually a survivor pool, you just got to pick one, right? But yesterday was a week where you had to pick two teams to win and get through and be victorious yesterday. So I took the Kansas City Chiefs as one of mine. That was a layup. That game was over in 10 minutes. The other survivor entry I had was on the Denver Broncos yesterday. So I was all in on the Broncos to win the game over the Giants. I'm like, all right, come on. They got this. This is a big Denver day. They're at home, 7-point favorite. And I'm watching it, and they can't score, and they can't score. I'm like, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. I'm out on this. And then the fourth quarter starts, and it's 19-0. The Giants are winning. Hugh, I threw the towel in. I'm like, I lost. I'm out of the pool. I lost. There's no way.
Then you got life.
Not only did I get life.
You got life.
They came back and took the lead, only to lose the lead with 35 seconds to go. So I get all this life back. I'm like, whew, I got it. They scored. And then the Giants get the ball right back, and they go score. So I'm like, oh, no. And then the Broncos go right down the field and score. Hugh, that was 33 points in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
We may never see that again.
Left?
Well, they started the fourth quarter with zero, and then they got 33 by the end. 33.
No, I'm saying, but how many minutes were left in the whole fourth quarter?
Yeah, it was 19-0 Giants when the fourth quarter started, and then Denver reeled off 33 points.
No, but it was a sequence, because I was reading it, because on the sideline, the quarterback was talking about, we got this or something.
I think that was when the Giants went back up again with 35 seconds to go.
Yeah, that's right. What it was.
Because he scored,
Dart scored. And they was like, no, we got this.
Somebody didn't have it. Somebody took the Broncos at plus 1,100.
Live?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that was a good bet. That was Kyle. Kyle,
I have
that.
Vision,
oh.
Hugh.
Oh, I didn't feel that yesterday. I had a lot going on. I didn't bet.
Some of us have vision. Yeah. Some of us vibrate at a higher frequency.
Third eye.
Yeah, my third eye.
Yeah. I didn't have
a feel for that game yesterday.
I had it in Survivor, never a doubt.
But
never
I got a feel a for this doubt. One that's coming up this week.
Mm.
Even though we're going to revel in this.
Which one?
The Eagles and the Giants.
Oh.
The next Eagles game he needs.
Yes, okay, all right. There's two games tonight. There's one on Thursday.
We're not there yet.
Part of me.
Forgot about that. Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, let me go ahead and put me a parlay.
All right, we'll get to that. All right, so what a crazy victory by the Broncos yesterday. Obviously, I got through in Survivor, so I was thrilled about it. Let's go to this yesterday. Cowboys win. We've mentioned them a lot today because it looks like they might be the second-best team in this division, especially now another injury to Jaden Daniels. We'll see how long he's going to be up. But the Cowboys rout the Commanders yesterday. And then after the game, they're asking Jerry Jones, are you going to go out and add to your team at the trade deadline? And Jerry threw some fun one-liners in here. Here's Jer.
Do that, or you still feel like you're in that space?
Not at all. I feel just as inclined or not inclined. Really, and I'm not trying to be any way. I don't have anything in front of me right now that I'm interested in. I haven't noodled up something that I might be interested in. You have to go within the boundaries of what's possible. You hear from other clubs as we get on into the trading deadline. We'll see if something there helps. But I'm not going to holler in my pillow if we don't get a trade, because I feel good about the makeup of the personnel we got on the team right now.
Which one do you like better in there? A hollering in his pillow if they don't make a trade, or he hasn't noodled anything up yet?
The hollering in the pillow, the hollering in the pillow is bad.
Yeah.
Because it's just.
Really? That one made more sense to me than noodling something up.
I thought it was like a grown up way of like crying in your pillow.
Screaming in your pillow. Yeah.
Screaming in your pillow. Yeah. Like an old man hollering in your pillow.
I guess it's the way all the. Depends on how you look at it.
What did you.
Well, we know how you look at it.
What did you make of hollering in your pillow?
You don't want to know. And slather Vaseline on me.
I don't want
to know. But I'm like, what?
I like the noodling up. He hasn't noodled up any trades yet.
Well, you know what that means. Nah, never mind. I'll talk to y'all about. See,
is this another one?
No. See, here's
will you grow
the thing.
Up?
Well, no, because it's like.
Should I search noodle up, or is that a bad thing to search at work?
Well, you probably. I will talk about it. In the
okay.
Break.
Well,
we'll just start searching it. We'll just couch this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll talk about this, but we're not on there.
Yep.
But both of them are bad. Both to me, mm-hmm. both of them are pretty bad.
I mean, I'm looking up noodle up. It means to come up with or brainstorm. I think that's what Jerry was saying.
Because I was soft. See, Kyle's childish.
I'm following you. I'm just trying not. I'm trying not to make it a thing. I was look. I was going to be okay.
We're just going around the NFL here. The fact that your head's in the gutter, it's not our fault.
We are professionals.
We are professionals 24/7.
Well, don't lie to people about that. All right. So the Cowboys win again. Jerry hasn't noodled anything up on the trade front yet. And speaking of the opposite of winning, that would be Hughes' New York Jets, who continue to be the only winless team in pro football. Your ex-teammate Aaron Glenn continues to take all the arrows from Jets fans. He actually did, though. He pulled Justin Fields out of the game at one point yesterday. I mean, thank goodness, because that's hard to watch. Fields yesterday after the game.
It is hard
to watch him play. Asked about why the team can't get in the end zone all these weeks in a row.
How do you explain not scoring an offensive touchdown the last 2 weeks?
How do I explain it?
Yeah, just how.
Well, we didn't get in the end zone. I mean, there's a lot, but I don't mean to be, you feel me, rude, but. There's no explanation, to be honest with you. Simple as we just haven't played well enough.
Pretty matter of fact there by Justin. How do you explain not scoring? Well, we haven't scored. These are your New York Jets.
That is how you score, by the way.
You have to get into the end zone.
I really like, it's still early. But, man, I'm pulling for Aaron. I'm definitely pulling
for him. He needs all your support right now.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, man, because that's a... I mean,
yeah, it's a
good thing. The good thing about New York is you had when I was there
they're super
playing.
Lenient, relaxed.
Well, no, it's so much stuff going on in New York. You got hockey.
That's true.
That's going on right now. Yeah.
Well, they are covered up by the other football team in town that blew a 19-point fourth quarter lead.
You got basketball season about to start.
Yeah.
So you know they have and the Knicks are pretty good. That's what I remember. I remember vividly, like it would be like a couple sheets of paper. You know, because back in the day, it wasn't the internet or anything. It was just like you got printouts, and they would send them in the locker room. So one week, it would be a whole bunch. It would be about this thick. And then as the weeks progress, as more sports are playing, it'd be about two or three people would write
about
it.
You.
Oh, yeah, it's an afterthought. The redhead stepchild in New York at the time.
Well, now you start to wonder, is your guy Aaron Glenn going to win a game? Oh, I mean,
look at the schedule.
Should you be rooting for that? Like, they could overtake his one-win Jets.
Well, I know.
I'm rooting for Aaron to let me see.
Honest answer. Who wins?
We get the Bengals. They got the Bengals this week.
95 Jets
that's an L.
Dude, or the 2025 Jets.
They got the Bengals
Jets.
And the Browns back-to-back. You got to get one of them.
Okay, hold on.
You think they're going to score against that Browns defense?
No. And they got the Patriots. Ooh, they got the Ravens. They got the Five.
They might not win a game.
No, they'll beat the Browns or the Bengals.
Whoa.
They're going to beat Joe Flacco. Oh. I'm going to put that out there in the atmosphere. Get his first win.
Who wins? Honest question. 95 Jets or 2025 Jets?
Come on.
Like, if they play, like, your team, your one-win Jets team. Plays this current Jets team, and like you guys are in your prime, like it's your regular age group. Who wins?
Oh, we got.
I think he was trying to do the thing where he acts like he didn't hear you.
Yeah. Right, what do you mean? What are you talking about?
Are you sure you guys win?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty. No, not really.
How many times did you sack Justin Fields in the game? Six?
Oh, I would get after Justin.
I mean, he'd run into two and your sacks. He does that.
You would have turned that defensive rookie of the year into the defensive player of the year.
The Jets are terrible. All right. They got to beat
Cleveland or Cincinnati, don't they?
Andy Dalton finished the game for the Panthers yesterday, and they couldn't beat him.
Yeah, they most certainly do not have to beat them.
They're a brutal team. All right, a team that Hugh Douglas deemed done a few weeks ago, the Kansas City Chiefs, they're back. They have dominated teams recently, including the Raiders yesterday. And how about this little trickery from Patrick Mahomes? It sounded like they were trying to draw the Raiders off sides, and then he kind of complains it's not working, and then they run a play, and the Raiders aren't ready for it. Here's how that sounded.
Well, they're going for it on their own 40, on fourth and a foot. Tried to draw him offside.
The blue red was on! Never worse, man.
Sorry. Mahomes says, Coach, it doesn't work. He was faking it.
There they go.
He got you.
You would give it up on that one. You thought for sure it was a draw, didn't you?
The Andy Reid.
Draw him offside.
Unbelievable. Pete Carroll even knows this. We're going to make you think we're trying to draw you offsides, and then we're going to go ahead and take a downward punt. And then he goes, and Mahomes goes, gosh, it never works. It never stinking works.
Yeah.
Let me just try it again. Boom, first down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Tony Romo had work done, dog.
Oh, I know. He looks like a totally different person.
Hey, he does.
I'm just going to go ahead and be recklessly speculative.
No, I don't even think it's reckless. I think it's
he had work.
You know, money can be trouble for people, man.
He got money. He don't know how to have. I'm going to get my face done.
I don't know if there's a way like where they accidentally put too much Botox in, but that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to get me some work done.
Do you realize how much we would rip you if you got Botox?
Hey, listen, I'm about to give me some Botox.
He's going to come with his face all ballooned up.
Botox Douglas would be my new favorite.
Hey, I'm going to get Botox to do radio.
Well, we are on YouTube now. You can do it for the YouTube audience.
Yeah. I'm going to get Botox to do radio.
There would be no bigger rent-free situation if you people forced you to get work.
I'm going to go get my waist snatched.
What was the comment on you people? Oh, that's Hugh Douglas? I expected more.
Not impressed.
I'm going to go get my waist snatched.
Oh, sir, why are you coming in for Botox? Well, the one person on YouTube said, not impressed.
2 hours of cardio after the one day.
I'm going to get down to about a 32.
About
32 slim.
Hugh talks over here. All right. did the Mahomes thing, did you buy it? I
thought it was pretty impressive.
He sold it.
Yeah, he did.
He seemed annoyed that they were wasting the time to try to draw him off sides, and then they just ran the ball right up the middle. The Raiders yesterday were horrendous. The Chiefs are officially back. Rashee Rice on the field. They look really good right now. All right, last one around the NFL. And I don't think this is a name we're going to be mentioning in this segment very often the rest of the season, or at least we shouldn't be. Has there ever been a more fired person that's still employed than Mike McDaniel? Listen to this yesterday. They get their doors blown off by the Cleveland Browns. That game wasn't even close. The Browns.
Tua was horrendous, too.
Tua is terrible. Ooh. And here's Mike McDaniel just trying to make sense of this. This is not even coherent. Here he is after the game.
There's a lot of guys that will have an important work week. Because if you are negatively affecting the football team routinely, I don't have a choice but to assess a different player, and I have to coach a lot better as well. So we need We're going to find out who and what we're made of.
Listening to that, you know who I think he's talking about? The quarterback.
I agree. I think he's going to bench Tua
this week. Because Tua threw him under the bus.
Yep.
Well, he threw everybody under the bus.
And then he went and played like garbage.
Then he blamed the media and then played like garbage.
And then now he's sitting there talking about evaluating and assessing people who – because what I got – because, you know, I speak that language on a daily basis.
Well, you do because I – you know,
I speak rhetoric on a daily basis.
I thought of this from you immediately.
I think what did Coach Fangio say? I can't even think of what I was saying. No,
seriously.
And that's why it's easy for me to understand what he was saying. Because he's talking about – Joe, you're laughing too hard. Stop laughing so hard. But he's talking about –
just the fact that you heard McDaniel, like, I get it. I get what he's saying.
I get it. Because he's trying to talk about the quarterback without actually talking about the quarterback.
Without saying
he's trying to keep it vague. And a lot of times, because, you know, when you speak stream of conscious, you got to do that because – a lot of times when I'm speaking, there be certain words that are on the tip of my tongue that I cannot say on the radio.
Because you're a grown-up. I'm professional.
I'm working on that so hard, and I can't say them. So I'm trying to walk them back and still say what I want to say. But the word fits so perfect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what he was doing. But, yeah, they tip out the biz to him.
So
he's out of there.
You know how we've referenced QBR a lot this year? One of the weeks in the power rankings for quarterbacks, you used QBR, right?
That's my biggest thing.
So QBR is a scale of 1 to 100, 100 being the best you could play. Did you happen to see what Tua Tagovailoa's QBR was yesterday? Out of 100.
Was it like negative something?
You can't go negative, so it's 1 to 100. But he almost got there.
24.
No, was his passer rating. His QBR was 3.4. I mean, that team is dead.
Hey, dog, he was 12 for 23 for 100 yards.
And how many touchdowns? None. How many picks?
Ooh.
Three. Yeah. And he fumbled a couple times. That's as bad of a quarterback game as you'll see all season.
They put Quinn Ewers in the game.
They did. And he might play again this week. Dolphins are totally cooked. That coach is a dead coach walking, even though he speaks Hugh and Hugh speaks Mike McDaniel there. 215-592-9494. For a Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com.
How much money they owe to her?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah.
I think they owe him like $50 million guaranteed for next year already on the books. Yeah, they may have to just cut those losses.
I will say this, though. If I was Tua Tagovailoa, knowing that they about to probably get ready, I'll start talking real greasy. Like, for real, because you about to get benched anyway. You threw him under the bus last week. You might as well go ahead and ride that train all the way out of town.
Yeah.
Because this might be your last go-round in the NFL. I highly doubt it because Marcus Mariota's still in the league.
No, he'll go to be a backup somewhere.
Yeah. But you might as well start talking greasy now. You might as well start talking about people. Mama, talking about how Mike McDaniels, you know, wasn't coaching well. You might as well.
That dead cap hit is $99 million to get off of Tua next year. $99 million. Do you believe that was Hurts' best game ever as a passer? Yes, 52%. No, 40%. That's pretty split on a great Hurts game yesterday on our Twitter poll question. Caleb in Delaware is up on WIP. Hey, Caleb.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, Caleb. What's up, buddy?
Hey, who?
What's up, man?
Last week, man, you had mentioned just about, and I don't want to bring up old stuff here now, but you had mentioned something about Jalen Hurts and communication with his teammates, right?
Mm-hmm.
So every interview I watch, even down to, you know, Devontae Smith play, he talked about, you know, how if he doesn't see something, he will go up to Hurts and, you know, talk to him. They'll get it together. You'll hear a couple other teammates say, you know, Hurts come up to him on the sideline. Granted, we're watching a TV copy, so we don't get to see all of it.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is the A.J. Brown touchdown yesterday that Hurts kind of, you know, redirected him up the field.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that play, it just looked like AJ kind of was like, man, I'm going to run my route. If I don't get it on my route, I'm done with it, right? So it's like you see somebody like Smitty, and this ain't no attack on you, just more so asking on your opinion, if anything. But you see somebody like Smitty who says, you know, if this play not working, I'm going back into the huddle. We're going to figure it out. I see something else. And he did this a couple weeks ago, and he had told Hurts about an adjustment he made, and Hurts was like, well, did you give him the fake all the way? And Smitty was like, nah, I just bit a little bit to see what he'd do so I know the play would be there. They wound up capitalizing on the play. I'm like, well, why can't AJ go up to this guy and just say, hey, look, this ain't working. Like, this is what I'm seeing out there. Like, is it a difference where you got some people who are out there just to do their job and that's it? And then you got somebody like Smitty who's actually analyzing the game as well, like the quarterback is, and just helping him get on the same page to where he want to say, yo, look, this is what I see. You may not just see this. You might got defenders in your face. I don't know what you're dealing with back there, but this is what I see on this end, mm-hmm. on this particular play, in this particular lineup. So is that a thing where, like, I guess what I'm asking is, like, is like, do you view it that same way? Like, AJ just out there, like, not say to get a check because he had a good game yesterday. I don't want to make this like that. But is there, like, some people just out there just to do their job and only that? And you get people like Smitty who is actually analyzing it. Because you got a lot of people say that Hurts do come up to them and talk to them on the sideline and make adjustments, but we just don't see it between him and AJ for whatever reason. So is that a case? That's more so what I'm asking. Like, is it, you know, do you see it that way? Like, AJ just out there, like, once my route is done, I'm not improvising. I'm not doing none of that. Like, it's just, I'm going to run my route. I'm going to go to the sideline. Whereas the Smitty's is like, yo, look, this ain't working. This ride ain't working. This is what I see from my end. Let's communicate. Let's get it together. Let's stay on the same page. Like, have you witnessed that before? Or do you view it that way as well? Or you get what I'm saying?
No, I don't get what you're saying, but let me see if I can. No disrespect to you, but you said a lot.
It's all good.
But what I think you're trying to say is basically, does AJ go back and talk to Jalen on basic plays, like every play? And
for the most part, yeah. Like, is he viewing the game outside of?
Or is he basically?
And I know why it didn't work.
Let me jump in. I'm going to try to speak Q here for a second. I understand what you're saying, and I think he will understand. Let me translate.
I'm long talking.
No, Caleb, I got you.
Cool.
Caleb,
good.
I see the same thing. So
it's the broccoli,
right? I get it. The first touchdown, the big one up the field to AJ, right? Uh-huh. It looked like he kind of stopped on the 4th and 4, and then Jalen was like, gave him a signal, like, go,
and then he went.
And he's saying, why doesn't it happen more? And speaking of yesterday, Jalen mentioned after the game that Devontae kept coming to the sideline and said, we can throw that post. We mm-hmm. got it. And eventually Petullo called it and they hit it. He's basically, I think Caleb's saying, like, why doesn't AJ do that more? Because it seems like Smitty goes to the sideline and says, this is what I see. If we get a chance, we can hit it. It might have happened with the dagger. It might have happened yesterday. We don't get that as much.
Why don't
from
you communicate more?
With AJ.
That's a great question. And I don't know why. I don't know why, because you would think that would be the case. You know, especially when you're talking about different things, you see, how are they playing you? How are they setting their feet when you run certain routes and things of that nature? That's an easy conversation. I remember being in the defensive huddles, and we would talk all the time. That was one of the famous things I said about me and Trot, and him telling me about playing a run a little bit different. But that
was just my thing, because I'm like, you see, you know, from us, from the media, we can only recklessly speculate, you know?
And yeah, recklessly, like, yeah.
You know, him and AJ not getting along, AJ won't go up to him, or Hurts not coming to him. But then you hear all the other teammates say, you know, like, Jalen got that look in his eye, or Jalen will come up to us and tell us what he see. And it's like, you don't see that there. And it's just like, why not, bro? Like, you know what I mean? Let's get on the right page. Let's go bring this thing home, man.
It kind of makes you wonder how much of this is about football and how much of it is personal.
Hey, Hugh, I'm right there with you.
You know what I mean?
Because
when you're
really feel the issue is, but
yeah, I don't know.
I'll say that for another day.
Yeah, I don't know, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I had issues with my teammates, but when you're trying to win games, though, that's it. You're trying to win games.
Yeah. I did think, I listened to all the post game. He gave a lot of credit, and he went back. Jalen talked about the communication from Devontae, right?
Mm hmm.
He was asked about the AJ thing. It was a little more like, yeah, like we had a signal and we saw it. Like, it was very, it was more like, yeah, you know, we made a play. From my perspective, Hugh, and I'm just watching it just from my TV, it feels like Devontae is much more communicative on the sideline, right? Mm-hmm. Devontae will tell Sirianni, he'll tell Jalen, he'll tell Petullo, hey, I see something here. If you get to a call, I think we got a shot. Meanwhile, AJ said it, remember a couple weeks ago, he said, I don't talk on the sidelines.
Yeah, he said, don't say a whole lot.
But, all right, so that could be, there's two parts to that. One, that's a good thing in that he's not causing trouble. But also, like, if you see something, don't you got to say something?
See something, say something?
Yes.
Yeah, that would make sense, especially when, you know, you're talking about your success is tied to a guy that has to get you to football. You would think that you would say a little bit more than what you'd
saying.
Yeah,
now that specific play he mentioned, it was a 4th and 4. My guess is AJ thought it was supposed to be a quick hitting play, right? It's 4th down. Like, it's probably supposed to be a curl or a slant or something quick. And then once mm-hmm. it took a while, maybe he thought Jalen was running. Maybe he thought Jalen threw it somewhere else. I mean, he shouldn't stop. But I saw the same thing. It kind of felt like he throttled down, and then he saw Jalen saw the ball, and then he kept going. And I think they were covering him with a safety or a linebacker on that play. So clearly, he could beat the guy if he just ran down the field. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get to your phone calls here coming up. We'll check in with you people as well. And Hugh Douglas probably has to take the L on something he's been pursuing for a long time now. We got to get to that coming up. Tough day for Hugh Douglas. Not in terms of the Eagles. That was a good day, but one of those late window games. We saw something.
Ooh.
Yeah, we got to talk about it. Not a good day for Hugh. We'll hit that next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP, the FanDuel Sportsbook app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who will win, with FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel's giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get all the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. Make FanDuel your go-to app for any stat. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.